If you've ever found yourself saying, I hate sales calls in my business, this transmission is for you. I want to share with you and hear what I've learned through signing nearly $2 million of coaching clients over the phone and how to make selling fun, how to actually enjoy it, how to fall in love with it versus it feeling like something that you hate and resent. So I was having a conversation with one of our collective mastermind clients this morning who just ran a masterclass. She booked 17 calls off the back of the masterclass, and she posted in our Telegram group, I just did the first three calls. All of them were no's, and I feel like I hate sales. And my response to her was, you don't actually hate sales calls. What you hate is talking to people who are probably never going to buy from you. So you don't actually have a sales call problem. You have a qualification problem. This is the thing that a lot of people miss about sales. Imagine you get on the phone with someone and they have an 80% chance of closing or 90% chance of closing. And every single week you were speaking to people basically as an order taker and just like collecting payment details over the phone. Would you love sales if that was the case? Most people would say yes, right? So what do you not like about sales? What you don't like about sales is convincing. It's talking to people who were never going to buy from you in the first place, wasting your time on calls with unqualified people who honestly just take up your time and make you feel like you hate your business. The solution to this is filtering. It's figuring out how you can add the right amount of friction before someone gets on the phone to basically filter out the people so that you only get on the phone with people who have a high chance of actually buying. Now, this looks really different depending on what stage you're at in your business. And the biggest mistake people make is they add too much friction too early before this is an actual problem. If you're in the earlier days of your business, most often your constraint is lead flow. You don't actually have a sales call problem, you have a lead flow problem. In other words, not enough leads coming into your business. Don't go and add a bunch of friction in your sales process before it actually makes sense to do it, because you end up cutting off all these potential opportunities that you'd otherwise miss because you're trying to basically qualify perfectly on the front end. This is more useful when your business is growing and the constraint becomes, I have too many conversations to handle and I need a better way to protect my time. Most people are still treating sales like it's like an open door at this stage. It's like, man, you can just go on my Instagram bio and find my Calendly link and book in a call with me at any time. Or, you know, off the back of the masterclass, it's like, we don't even talk about the offer, pre-qualify the price, and it's just book in a call. And so you end up getting a lot of conversations, which is great for maximizing revenue. But the priority shifts as you scale from maximizing revenue to protecting your time, because there is an opportunity cost to every hour you spend on the phone. So I think the first question to ask yourself is, what stage am I at in business? Do I have a lead flow problem or do I have a protect my time problem? And then let the friction be a function of that. Oftentimes this starts with just a couple of simple questions. You can learn a lot just from like how people answer questions. For example, one of the things we learned through analyzing like hundreds of apps in our business is the longer someone's responses are, the more likely they are to buy. So there is a direct relationship between how much someone types and their conversion rate. And we found that that was one of the number one biggest predictive factors of someone's like capacity to actually close. So you don't even have to ask questions like directly related to pricing or things like that. You can just, by the way that someone answers questions and the length that they write, you can tell how serious they are. Things like that. You can add pricing on the application or in your qualification. This is better later on in a business. And there are a number of reasons for that. I'm not going to get into that here today, but I recommend doing that once your constraint becomes, I have too many calls and I need a better way to protect my time. Man, we got some crazy dogs out here today. Anyways, so asking yourself the question, do I have a sales call problem or do I have a qualification problem? It's really fun to sell to people who actually want to buy. And I find that most people in business, once they get this piece right, selling starts to feel a lot easier. And it starts to feel like something you actually enjoy versus something that you resent.